a.m.
Go, Henry. Good morning.
Bonjour, Liliane. The main points. The United States and Cameroon have rekindled the commitment to promote collective security for the well-being of their citizens as the U.S. celebrates the 248th Independence Day. 25 soldiers with the Democratic Republic of Congo's army have been sentenced to death for fleeing battles against the notorious M23 rebels in the conflict hit east of the country. Students on holidays in Cameroon are now engaged in football championships and other sporting activities organized in their neighborhoods, towns, and villages. The first biannual conference of regional governors for 2024 has rounded off in Yaoundé with the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atanganji, reiterating to governors the need to monitor the activities of political parties, NGOs, the media, as well as the smooth execution of uncompleted development projects. During the closing ceremony of the conference, the minutes of the proceedings were read, which Jembonde Albert says revealed some preoccupations affecting the life of the nation.
Cameroon's 10 regions have their different specificities, but certain common preoccupations were observed by the country's 10 regional governors. An upsurge in the consumption of drugs, especially in the school milieu, and cases of road accidents. From the minutes of the conference read by the Secretary General of the Ministry of Territorial Administration, Yves Christian Edouard Ifa, Gendarmerie reports indicate that 15 kilograms of cocaine were seized at the Douala International Airport and consignments of cannabis and tramadol impounded, with the dealers arrested in several cases, with the Bambotos, Boyo, Bui, and Faro and Deo cited amongst the red zones in the traffic. A report of the police force states that over 3,400 cases of road accidents have been recorded, with 208 deaths and over 254 serious cases of injuries. While the security situation of the far north, northwest, and southwest regions were judged to be globally satisfactory, it was revealed that vigilance will be redoubled in the north, east, and Adamawa regions, where there are still some pockets of resistance from kidnappers who demand for heavy ransom. While closing the conference, the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atanganji, instructed governors to track and apprehend all drug traffickers and put an eye on the activities of NGOs, political parties, and media outlets, and equally ensure that uncompleted development projects are realized.
Albert Njembonde, meanwhile, the United States and Cameroon are both committed to promote collective security for the well-being of their citizens. The resolve was rekindled last night at the U.S. Embassy residence in Yaoundé. This was during a ceremony to mark the 248th Independence Day of the United States, attended by a cross-section of the government of Cameroon.
248 years on, the United States has been one of the plus 60 years old Cameroon as a strategic partner in areas like security and education, with the deployment of nearly 4,000 Peace Corps volunteers in the country over the past six decades.
Cameroonians and Americans working together for common objectives and mutual benefit. That is what friends do.
Of recent, billions of CFA francs have been injected in the country's healthcare by the United States to assist Cameroon in achieving goals set out in the National Development Strategy.
And I want to take this moment to congratulate Cameroon for the election of former Prime Minister Philemon Yang as the next president of the UN General Assembly.
According to the United States Ambassador to Cameroon, Christopher John Lamora, in his speech to mark Independence Day in the country salutes shared efforts for peace to return in the northwest and southwest regions of the country.
Some of you have likely seen me walking around Yaoundé and engaging in random conversations with people I meet along the street.
The cabinet, just like the diplomatic corps, as well as other strata of the Cameroonian people attended the event at the U.S. official residence in Yaoundé.
Friends work together for the common good, support each other in good times and bad. Sometimes friends have to have difficult conversations that isn't comfortable for either side.
Cameroon was officially represented at the 248th United States Independence Day in Cameroon by the Minister Delegate to the Minister of External Relations in charge of cooperation with the Commonwealth, Felix Mbayu.
Charles Ebune, the first ever edition of an event dubbed State of Air Africa has taken place at the Civil Aviation Training School in Yaoundé with focus on issues related to air safety and airport certification. The exercise, which was the first to be organized out of France, was opened by the Director General of the Cameroon Civil Aviation Authority, Avumu Asumu Paul Koki. It was organized by the alumni of the National School of Civil Aviation, ENAC, in Toulouse, France, which counts 54 chapters across the world. The Vice President of ENAC ex-students, Fawu Anduhun Sunu, now justifies the choice of Cameroon to host the international event.
It's about a day dedicated to conference and master classes. So today we have four conferences in Cameroon. It's the first time we are doing it outside France. The choice of Cameroon is very interesting because ENAC alumni have 54 chapters around the world. And we have local people who try to contribute to ENAC alumni activities. And what's happened is that in Africa, one chapter, very dynamic, is the chapter of Cameroon. So with the leadership of the civil authority as chairman of this chapter and Gladys as president of this chairman, we decided that Cameroon is the best choice to host the first event. It's about sharing knowledge. There are a lot of knowledgeable people, experts, who are here and online in order to share the knowledge about four topics for today. And second expectation is to bring Cameroon on the spotlight of ENAC alumni activities. And the third one is to network and to work better together tomorrow.
Out of the country, 25 soldiers with the Democratic Republic of Congo's army have been sentenced to death for fleeing battles against the notorious M23 rebels in the conflict hit east of the country. An army spokesman said the soldiers were also convicted of theft by a military tribunal as they stole goods from shops in a nearby village after abandoning their positions. Four of the soldiers' wives were acquitted by the military court of receiving goods looted by their husbands. In sports, the men's national basketball team of Cameroon have booked a place in the semifinals of the ongoing Olympic qualifying tournament in Latvia after overpowering Brazil by 77-74. The basketball Lions will face the host Latvia that finished first in Pool B. The long holiday period in the Northwest region is usually characterized by sporting activities involving youths and locals of a community who play interquarter competitions. Sponsors of such games donate cash prizes and school materials in order to encourage a peaceful living together and massive enrollment of school-going youths for the next academic year. Clenis Ayombong Abengo reports from Bamenda.
Between July and September each year in the Northwest region, it is common to notice football pitches in different neighborhoods flooded with people participating in diverse sporting activities. The games are usually sponsored by individuals, groups, churches, and municipal councils with the objectives of keeping the people of the area busy during the holiday period while building their talents in the respective sporting disciplines. The Bamenda 3 Council is one of the regulars in organizing holiday championships, as mentioned by the mayor, Cletus Fongu.
It is a great mobilizing factor. It's a unifying factor. It's a tournament that brings peace to the municipality.
Such is also the case of the Cameroon National Youth Council, which has launched the maiden edition of a holiday tournament in Bamenda, with Honorable Oliver Ago as one of the drivers.
We expect it to run throughout this holiday, and so we expect that before schools resume in September, the finals would have been played.
At the end of such holiday championships, scholarship schemes involving cash prizes and school kits are usually awarded to participants and outstanding youths of the area as an assistance for back to school, and serves as an encouragement to those who have dropped out of school to reconsider formal education. Clenis Ayombom Abengo, CRTV News, Bamenda.
That ends the 6:30 a.m. news.